Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Corner bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my books. Just go to jimblasingame.com. You'll find the Age of the Customer and The Third Ingredient. Both of those books are my approach to foresight in the digital age, and hope you'll check those out. We have Vern Wheelwright here, folks. Vern is someone who's known to me, and he's the first time on the show, but not the last. We're going to get him back. He's got a lot to teach us. He's got a brand new book out as a futurist, as a foresight expert. His new book is called Small Business Foresight, The Future of Your Business. Vern, I've been talking to my audience for a long time now, almost 22 years, about the importance of knowing where you're going, but also from a perspective of where have you been. What do you think is important for small business CEOs to use foresight in their business? Give us your definition of that.
Well, I would say the first thing is to recognize that small business is different. It is not the same as a big business. And so the things that are such great concerns in big business are not the same in small business.
Yep.
Big businesses are concerned with the forces that are at work around the world, that the forces of change.
And these days, worse than that, they're more concerned with Wall Street than they are with customers these days. Go ahead.
But a small business owner has to be more concerned with the things that drive his own business.
The humans.
The money. The finances. And, yes, the people. Although these days there are about 25 million businesses in mm-hmm. this country that mm-hmm. don't have any employees.
That's right.
They're one man, one computer.
I call them entrepreneurial quirks, Vern. the smallest entrepreneurial unit.
Well, I think that's a good description, because you know, a small business, one owner, one computer, it's absolute freedom to build a business, to make your mistakes along the way, but you have that freedom to do what you expect or need to do for your own business. And in a big business, everybody's a professional. You know, anybody with any authority in a large business probably has a college degree and is in effect professional in his area of business.
And very vertical in their assignments, whereas, you know, everybody in a small business wears a lot of hats. That's one of the main reasons why a small business is different.
Yes, yes. And they have to be aware of what's happening in the business.
Mm-hmm. When you look at where we are today, now you've been around a long time. You're like me. You've been to town more than once. And you've seen some things. When you look at where we are today and where we're going, what are some of the things that a small business owner needs to pay attention to more today than ever before, especially in the area of foresight? What's different, and how do we move in that direction?
Well, I think that one of the differences is that there are more and more opportunities. There are so many ways that a person can operate a small business, whether it's a service or producing a product. I spent most of my life exporting products to other countries. And the first thing is the money.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand how the money works within your own company.
This is why most companies fail, not because they don't have good products or they're not good people. They fail because people don't manage their finances properly. What do you think?
I totally agree with that. And one of the things that concerns me is that it appears to me that the younger people who are thinking of getting into business are thinking, yes, they're thinking about the money, but they want to start their business with somebody else's money.
Mm-hmm.
And without the personal responsibility.
That's what I meant earlier when I was talking about the funding thing. And you and I have a little bit of a different. I don't have a problem with leverage. I don't have a problem with small businesses borrowing money. I would rather see them borrow money than take an investor in, because you can pay the money back to the bank and they go away. Investors, you know, they have different attitudes, but you're right. And the main thing is for small business for her startups is, will the dogs eat your dog food? You know, you don't need to go looking for money until you know whether people will buy your stuff and use it and come back.
You're right. You have to have a product that people want. And that can be at almost any level, whether you're supplying to homes and housewives, or if you are supplying to very large businesses or even the government.
Right. Right, absolutely. So Vern, I need your website, please.
Personalfutures.net.
Okay, personalfutures.net.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have three names on that website, or three domains.
Okay.
Personalfutures.net is from my first book. Small Business Foresight, which is a growing domain.
Right.
And VernWheelwright.com.
All right.
And at one time I had three different websites, but I pulled them all together.
That's all together. That's very, very smart. We come back, I'm going to get Vern to talk to us about trends, foresight trends he sees coming at us. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.